Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams of great dreams become. Lost in the sun, spinning and turning, blind in the burning light.
Dan Fogelberg, bringing us back to the late, great Dan Fogelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Ray Keating is our guest, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org, an organization I've been telling you about for over 16 years, 16 and a half. Or a little more than that, actually. Ray is the author of several books, including Chuck and versus the Business World, and your new intellectual property book, Ray. Are you there, Ray? So Ray's got a new intellectual property book. Tomorrow, Ray is going to be testifying before Congress on climate change issues. And he's going to be up there with other people who disagree with him and with me. And the thing that you probably heard me say before, folks, and you're probably not surprised about this, if you've read some of the things that I've written about this, from now on, I have a lot of friends who are climate change devotees. They believe that the climate is changing. They believe that we're in danger of losing the planet and that it's all human created. They don't give any credit to the natural progression of things. They don't give any credit to the sunspots or anything like that. It's all human made, right, Ray? The ideologues, they believe all this. And so, Ray, I believe I have told my climate change zealot friends that I will no longer discuss climate change with them if they're not prepared to at least recognize that in 1998, Kyoto was all around getting America back to 1990 carbon standards, carbon levels. And by 2012, America had achieved that without signing the Kyoto Agreement. I'm not going to talk to them unless they admit that. President Obama has never mentioned that. Any of the other people have never mentioned any of that. They've never said to corporate America, congratulations, good job. Now, what can we do together to make it even better? What do you think, Ray?
Well, no, because, again, you know, your point about them being ideologues, it's any kind of use of carbon-based energy is in and of itself evil. And they don't. That's the working principle that they start from. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to go down that path in any way, shape, or form.
And Ray, let me. This is something I've been thinking about lately, folks. And I don't mean to be picking on him, but this is just a perfect way to explain what we're talking about here. President Obama claims to care about poor people, right, and the middle class, and yet everything he does about climate change hurts poor people and the middle class. Gasoline prices are artificially high. He could do something to lower gas prices, but he won't. Energy prices, electricity, is about to get very much higher than it is. The middle class and the poor depend upon electricity. They have to pay those bills, right, Ray?
Oh, absolutely. And when you look at the impact, what the effects are of these regulatory regimes, I mean, you look at the EPA. You know, I've mentioned that you hear a lot of people talk about the EPA is waging a war on coal because, you know, of the proposed regulations on existing power plants and new power plants, and that you couldn't essentially build a new power plant powered by coal, and the existing ones that are going forward, it's going to be very difficult for them to stay operational. So that is not just a war on coal. That is a war on the American consumer, and
That's right.
Certainly a war on small business.
And our ability to compete in the global economy.
Absolutely. And that, guess what, is about small business. When
That's
you look
exactly
at 97% of manufacturers are small and mid-sized businesses with less than 500 employees.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at, you know, people don't realize, when you look at all of these industries that are, you know, the carbon-based energy industries, well, guess what? They are overwhelmingly populated by small and mid-sized businesses. I mean, just look at coal. I'll give you a quick number. Coal mining, employer firm, 60% have less than 20 employees. 94% have less than 500. You know, the same thing goes for oil and gas, extraction firms.
Look at the, you know. Look at the coal-fired power plants. Look at the employment there. I mean, on the one hand, President Obama is mad at companies for sending jobs overseas and taking their money overseas, while he's literally declared war on another industry, the coal-fired power plants and the coal industry.
Yeah, and that's
what about
exactly
those,
my point.
What about those jobs, Ray? Lose them again. We're having Adventure Radio today. So think about that, folks. And if you remember, in 2008, before President Obama was elected, and folks, I'm only picking on him because he's the leader of this agenda. He's the leader of the agenda that in my opinion is going to be it is detrimental to small businesses. But in 2008, he tipped his hand. He told us. No equivocation. He says he said he was going to declare war on the coal industry. He did that before he was elected in 08, and yet he was elected. So these are some of the reasons, folks, why we've got problems in America. America could be energy self-sufficient right now if we had an energy policy. And if you think about it, folks, if you've been listening to me for very long, you know that I've been consistent about this. Republicans and Democrats, we need a national energy policy that combines production, innovation, regulation, and research for the better use of our energy in America. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.